Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes.
Almost 300 passengers and crew were sick with the norovirus on a Royal Caribbean cruise headed to Jamaica. Jamaica wouldn't let the cruise ship dock in their country due to the illness, and passengers on the ship complained their vacation was ruined. The ship is headed back to Florida a day early, and a spokesperson for Royal Caribbean said all of the ship's guests will receive full refunds of their cruise fare paid. We think the right thing to do is to get everyone home early rather than have guests worry about their health. And Tim Tebow put a ring on it. The former NFL star proposed to his girlfriend at his family's farm with a 7.25-carat solitaire diamond ring. "This ring is internally flawless," he said, "just like you." His fiance is 23-year-old Demi Lee Nell Peters, a model from South Africa, who also happened to be Miss Universe 2017. She said, "I'm so excited for the wedding, and I can't wait to spend forever with Tim." And finally, it sounds like a comedy sketch, but New York resident Nicole Laveglia doesn't find it funny. She legally parked her car on the street around 7 a.m. By 9 a.m., city workers had installed a new no parking sign, and less than 2 hours later, her car was towed. Between the parking ticket and the towing fee to get her car back, Nicole forked over $300. She's now stuck fighting to get her money back in court because of the untimely error. So crazy. All right, now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Jerry Willis. Jerry, one electric car maker is getting some new competition.
Hi, Kristen. That's right. GM planning to go head-to-head with Tesla in the electric car market. The company will launch an all-electric Cadillac, the first step in making the brand GM's leading luxury electric car maker. Mortgage rates have hit their lowest point in the last 9 months for both the 15 and 30-year products. The average 30-year fixed mortgage declined to 4.45%. That's down from 4.51% a week earlier. This is a move that could propel activity in a stagnant housing market. And Oreo coming out with a new flavor, carrot cake. The new cookies are hitting shelves this month and will be a new permanent offering available wherever Oreos are sold.
So what are the cookies made of?
The snack features a carrot cake flavored cookie with cream cheese frosting, flavored cream in the center.
Interesting story. Thanks, Jerry.
Time now for the New York Minute with Rosanna Scotto from Fox 5 New York. Rosanna, my friend, the East Village is about to get a lot less funny.
I know. This is no laughing matter, Kristen. So on February 9th, facing mounting costs, financial pressures, the rent is too damn high, the Upright Citizens Brigade's East Village Theater, a comedy improv spot named The Beast, is going to close its doors after 8 years. Now, this comes 20 years after the founders, Amy Poehler, Matt Walsh, Ian Roberts, Matt Besser, a.k.a. the UCB Four, opened the first UCB theater on 22nd Street. Since then, its venues have become stomping grounds for up-and-coming talent like Donald Glover, Nick Kroll, Aubrey Plaza. They also offer sketch and improv classes for aspiring funny people. Now, despite closing, there will still be laughs. UCB East has partnered with NoHo Subculture Theater for 3 nights of UCB shows a week. Plus, there's still the UCB Theater in Hell's Kitchen, two in L.A. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Laughter is the best medicine.
It is.
We're just going to have to go somewhere else to find it.
Absolutely. All right, Rosanna, let's move on now from comedy to New York's newest museum.
New York City has gone to the dogs, girl. Just before the 143rd Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, the American Kennel Club Museum of the Dog is making a triumphant return to Manhattan February 8th. The museum, which had been in Missouri for 32 years, has one of the largest collections of canine fine art. Mm-hmm. It includes hundreds of paintings, prints, sculptures, figurines, some of which date back to the 19th century. There's also interactive exhibits like Find Your Match, where you can see which AKC registered dogs and you look like the most. But just so you know, you can bring your parents, you can bring your kids, you can bring your grandparents, but you can't bring your dogs to the museum. I find that a little rough to take.
This museum is going to be a hit. Rosanna, thank you. All right, now to a fun fact. In 2017, 6.3 million cars were sold in the U.S. With so many sales taking place, financial site NerdWallet has revealed some of the verbal pitfalls car shoppers should avoid if they want to keep the upper hand. Atop the list, saying, "I love this car." Salespeople admit the phrase implies a commitment to buy, making the sale much more of a guarantee. Instead, shoppers should remain cool and indecisive without pledging devotion, forcing the dealer to work harder to close the sale. Even more, as in any negotiation, avoid providing too much information. Before shoppers reveal how much they'll take for a trade-in or what they can spend per month, they should let the salesperson make the first offer. It could be a better one. Also revealing, phrases like, "My lease is up next week, and I've been looking all over for this color." Both imply desperation, that the dealer is in possession of something the driver must have, regardless of cost. Let's go to Danielle Knox now from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, I hear you can prevent a cold in surprising ways.
Hey there, Kristen. Well, it turns out meditation and exercise can help protect you from the common cold and flu virus. That's according to a new study out of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Researchers followed 400 adults, and they say those who took an 8-week exercise or meditation class were 30% less likely to get sick during the study. And those who did get sick, well, their symptoms were less severe and the recovery time was quicker. A new study suggests bullying may cause actual physical changes in the brain, increasing the chance of mental illness. Researchers found severe bullying was linked to changes in brain volume and levels of anxiety at the age of 19. It also found bullying may decrease the volume of parts of the brain that play a crucial role in how the brain learns. And here's a question for you. Just how far would you travel for a good old-fashioned bottle of wine? Another planet, perhaps? Well, the country of Georgia, which promotes itself as the birthplace of wine, has launched a project to develop grapevines fit for life on Mars. The grapes have to withstand sub-zero temperatures, high carbon monoxide levels, and air pressure equivalent to 20,000 feet altitude here on Earth. Researchers say the Martian wine will probably be white because they're more resistant to viruses, and the grape's skin could reflect radiation. Now, right now, they are testing a robust wine, and it's called Rakicksatali. I hope I said that right. It's high in acidity, we know that, with hints of pineapple and fennel and a fiery kick. But they do not expect any conclusions until at least 2022. And that is what you need to know. Kristen, what will they think of next?
Excellent question. Thanks, Danielle. While it's no secret, eating healthier is the New Year's resolution of too many people to count. But before you run for your favorite salad, listen up. An article in the Huffington Post ranks the healthiest and unhealthiest salad dressings, according to nutritionists. While your salad may taste 10 times better drenched in your dressing of choice, you may not be getting the health benefits you thought you were. Starting from the least healthy, ranch dressing comes in at number 8, while French ranks number 7. These two were ranked among the unhealthiest due to their high sodium and fat content. Honey Dijon ranking at number 6. The number 5 spot is held by Thousand Island, while Italian comes in at number 4. Balsamic vinaigrette and blue cheese come in at 3rd and 2nd place, since they measure the lowest in calories and fat. And the one you've been waiting for coming in at number 1 for the healthiest, extra virgin olive oil. Olive oil may be high in calories, but its health benefits and next to nothing ingredient list makes it a top choice. When making your next salad, consider serving size, sodium, fat, and sugars. Honestly, that may mean making your own. If we shocked you with this list, we promise we only want you to stay happy and healthy this new year. For a busy mom like myself, it's often tough to have every outfit feel fresh and stylish. It's even harder to stay on top of all the latest fashion trends. So here to give us some easy fashion fixes is fashion expert and Women's World magazine editor-at-large, Brooke Jaffe.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Brooke. I'm so glad you're here because this is my issue. I don't really feel fashionable outside of work because you get home and then I put on the jeans and I feel like a little frumpy.
Well, you are fashionable, but the good news is this season there are a lot of ways to up your jean or your pant game for that outfit that we all really wear when we get home. Number 1 is color. We're seeing a lot of color on the spectrum, from rainbow brights to more pastels. So in our denim world, we're really embracing those colors like the lavenders and those really soft yellow colors. And those are fantastic with just a white sneaker. There's kind of of nothing better than that pastel pant and that easy white shoe that we all already own in our closet.
Okay, I can do that. I'm with you.
So I'm loving that because that feels very spring and very fresh. And then the second favorite trend is, you know, in the world of fashion, we've been talking all season about leopard prints and snakeskins in the animal kingdom.
Yes.
Well, now it's coming to our bottoms and we can wear snakeskin printed pants, camouflage printed pants, leopard printed pants. And if that's too much for you, you can opt for something simple, just like an army green pant, which I'm wearing today.
I know, I love that. I was checking out your pants. I'm like, those are so cute.
And it's just easy. It's just swapping out your old classic jean for something a little bit more fashion forward.
All right, easy peasy. I can do that so far.
So something I wanted to point out is that the high waist mom jean, as some call it, or just higher rise, is still really, really of the moment. A lot of us bought this jean and believed in it last season, and I just think it's important to validate that those things that we really felt strongly about for spring of 2018 will still be right on trend for 2019.
Brooke, thank you so much. Okay, now to a pretty cool story. A new crowdfunding campaign has a very specific mission: to send young girls to see a movie. The Captain Marvel Challenge is trying to raise $10,000 for girls to see the first Marvel movie led by a woman. The film stars Brie Larson as Carol Danvers, a fighter pilot who becomes the most powerful superhero in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The campaign calls it Important Representation. The fundraising drive is a partnership between GoFundMe and Girls Inc. of Greater Los Angeles, as well as the nonprofit We Have Stories. The money will go towards tickets for the kids and their chaperones, as well as refreshments. The campaign follows the success of the Black Panther Challenge, which raised over $50,000 for kids to see Black Panther in theaters. Last year, Larson tweeted she thought there should be a campaign for Captain Marvel, and now there is. The movie opens on March 8th, International Women's Day. Time now for Gary's Life Fix, brought to you by Sandals Resorts. For many, when times seem dark or when roadblocks get in the way of our goals, there are few driving forces stronger than hope. With more, we're joined by business and life strategist Gary Cox. So Gary, explain this idea of the hope chest.
Well, I think hope is so important to us. There's a proverb that says, hope is the anchor to the soul. So if you have a lot of hope, you have a lot of purpose in life. If you lose your hope, you lose a lot of purpose and a drive to really move forward in life. So if you lose all hope, what you have to do is ask yourself this: what can I do and where can I go and get more hope? You have to look for it. And the key is to get as much as you can in your hope chest, because, you know, through life you lose a little hope here and there, but if you only have one or two things that give you hope and you lose one of them, you've lost 50% of your hope.
How would you say that we can all keep those hope chests filled up?
Well, it's something you have to be consciously aware of, Kristen. You know, if you're not consciously aware of this, you're not looking for things to have more meaning and purpose in your life. That's what you want to focus on. So you're looking for things that you put in your hope chest that gives you more meaning, because meaning is long-lasting. Happiness is often short-lived. So that awareness, and then going out and specifically designing your life in such a way that you're pulling things into that figurative hope chest, because again, hope is the anchor to the soul.
Gary, very valuable information. Really gives us perspective, right? We've got to look for that meaning behind what we're doing. Thank you so much. Okay, you can usually save a few bucks by choosing a gas station with lower prices, but there are still a few money mistakes you can make once you get there. For example, using your debit card at the gas pump is a big no-no because it increases your chances for identity theft. Criminals put illegal card skimmers on the pump to steal your card number, so the best protection is to use a credit card or cash. Another thing to keep in mind is splurging on premium gas. If your car requires it, then get it. But experts say if it's merely recommended, then save your money and just go with a lesser grade. A report from AAA said Americans wasted an estimated $2.1 billion last year on premium gas that wasn't needed or even recommended. And finally, skip the convenience store at the gas station. It's convenient, but expensive. Let's put it this way. You grab a 16-ounce bottle of water for $2. That works out to $16 per gallon for a drink you can get for free at your house. Carrie Lake from Fox 10 Phoenix brings you this week's Life Hacks. So Carrie, what do you have for us?
Hi, Kristen. One of the dirtiest things in any kitchen is the sponge. I mean, think of the things we wipe up with this. And you don't want to throw them away very often if they're still good. So just rinse them out with a little bit of soapy water and put them in the microwave for 30 seconds to 1 minute. You will have a sterilized sponge that's clean and ready to use once again. Next up, we all have that spare sock. Its partner is lost and we have no idea where it is. Don't throw it away, save it. There's all kinds of things you can use these spare socks for. One of them is dusting blinds. They're so hard to get to, and if you just put it over your hand, kind of like a mitten, and go in here and dust away, you'll have clean blinds, and it's super easy. And last, we all know that an old toothbrush is great for cleaning little spaces that are hard to reach around the kitchen or house. But so is this, a paintbrush. Keep one of these handy and use it in those spaces that are hard to reach or you can't get to, and everything will be nice and clean. Back to you, Kristen.
As always, great tips. Thanks, Carrie. Well, we're learning more and more about gender trends when it comes to families and kids. And a new study reveals men who have brothers are more likely to have sons. Why? Well, we already know that a man's sperm determines the sex of the child during fertilization. Now, Newcastle University has discovered that a man's tendency to have more daughters or sons is inherited from his parents. Therefore, if you are a man who's one of several brothers, that means your father was inclined to have sons, and you're more likely to have sons as well. Same goes for daughters. If you're the only boy in a sea of girls, chances are you're more likely to have daughters. As women, we're out of luck. As far as we know, there is nothing in a woman's genes that would help predict the gender of their kids. Funny enough, my dad is one of four boys. I happen to be one of four girls, so this is definitely not a sure thing. All right, let's move on. Teen driver safety is an extremely important issue, which is why the CDC listed the 8 danger zones of teen driving and tips for parents to help young drivers stay safe behind the wheel. 1 is driver inexperience. It's best to have your teen practice on a variety of roads, times of day, and weather conditions. 2, driving with teen passengers. The CDC recommends following your state's law on limiting the number of teen passengers your teen can have. 3, nighttime driving. Make sure your teen is off the road by 9 or 10 p.m. and also practice nighttime driving with them. 4, not using seatbelts. Require your teen to buckle up for every trip. 5, distracted driving. And this is a big one. Don't allow activities that will distract your teen, like texting, eating, or playing with the radio. 6, drowsy driving. Know your teen's schedule to ensure they're well rested. 7, reckless driving. Make sure your teen knows the speed limit and maintains enough space from the vehicle ahead. And 8, impaired driving. Never allow your teen to drink and drive. In today's hometown stories from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, the PARC program in Pinellas County, Florida, has given kids and adults with developmental disorders the love and support they need to integrate them into society. PARC stands for Providing Advocates Recognizing Capabilities, and for 60 years, they've done just that.
We enjoy it so much because we can actually make them a part of our community and help them feel more included and just overall make the world a more inclusive place.
In our final story from Fox 29 Philadelphia, police officers often struggle to form quality relationships with their community. But in Yeddin, Pennsylvania, one police officer is using his love of basketball to break the stigma. When Officer Austin Gallagher noticed that the Bell Avenue Elementary basketball hoops didn't have nets, he went to a local sporting goods store and came back to challenge the kids to a little pickup game using their new nets, teaching them a valuable lesson in the process.
Policing, you know, each and every day, we're slowly getting better and building that trust with the community.
A great gesture, showing the kids that this police officer and others like him truly care. 2018 was an interesting year for food. We saw a lot of Whole30 and keto diets. So many people were drinking kombucha, and avocado was on almost everything. So what do we expect in 2019? Kind Healthy Snacks released a new report of the food trends they're expecting to see in 2019. The first, seed butters. Due to a reported increase in nut allergies, many people can't have peanut, almond, or cashew butters. So as an alternative, you may see more watermelon, pumpkin, and sunflower seed butters. Second, cactus and maple water. While Americans may still go crazy over coconut water, maple and cactus water both include less sugar than coconut water and reportedly help with hydration and skin health. Next, cannabinoids. This year, we'll likely see an appearance into foods and beverages like coffee, salad dressings, and yogurts, and also African flavors. Kind reports that we may see more flavors and ingredients like harissa, duca, berberry, and tiger nuts pop up in our condiments, spice sections, and restaurants. And finally, meat-free diets. In 2019, we expect to see nuts, beans, algae, and water lentils used to provide protein in place of meat. So we won't be surprised if we see you snacking on a few of these new foods this new year. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for watching. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. It could be better to rent than to buy your own home if you live in one of these areas. Plus, scientists have found a hidden danger from leftovers. And the dog that was trained using Harry Potter spells.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.